गुड मॉर्निंग स्टूडेंट, माई सेल्फ प्रमोद सागर, अ TGT मैथमेटिक्स, ACS नरोरा. इन दिस मॉड्यूल कंपेयरिंग क्वांटिटीज ऑफ क्लास 8th, वी विल डिस्कस सम टॉपिक्स एंड फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वी रिकॉल द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ कंपेरिजन रेशियो परसेंटेज एंड देन वी मूव टू टॉपिक डिफरेंस इंक्रीज decrease and finding the increase and decreasing percentage. So first of all we will discuss about the comparison and some ratio. In ratio we need two quantities, like as compare of number of shoes to number of slipper in your home. So the ratio will be number of shoes divided by number of slipper. Note here unit remain the same actually. Now we will move to another concept of comparison which we have already studied, percentage. In percentage we also need the same two quantities, like your total marks and your obtained marks. So the percentage will be obtained marks divided by total marks into 100%. Here the 100 multiplier is compulsory, or we can say that percentage is equal to 1/100. In this module we will discuss some example of ratio, like as you have a geometry box. It contains 20 pen, 7 pencil. And if we want to find the ratio between the pen to pencil, then according to the previous formula which I have told you, that ratio is equal to number of pen divided by number of pencil. So 20/7, or we can write it like as 20:7. So we move to another example. In this ratio we need unit remain the same always. Okay. Now we move to a percentile quantity. For example, in the above example, total marks is base quantity and obtained marks is percentile quantity. For example, if you got 240 marks out of 500, find its percentage. Then here is a percentile quantity is 240 and base quantity is 500. So percentage is equal to 240 divided by 500 into 100 percentage, or we can say that this is 48%. We move to another topic that is known as difference. Basically the difference means subtraction from bigger quantity to lesser quantity. It has two cases, either increasing or decreasing. If you have five toffee, but you gave two toffee to your friend, then how many toffee you have? Then another example, if you have 50 rupees but your father gave you some rupees, so that you have 70 rupees, then how many rupees your father gave? Then these two examples, one example is increasing and then another example of decreasing. First example is an example of decreasing, because you gave 2 toffee to your friend, so decrease is equal to 5 - 2 = 3. Similarly, the second example is the example of increasing, because first before you have 50 rupees and after when your father gave you some money, then your rupees is 70. So increase is equal to 70 - 50 = 20. In this topic we shall use two study topic. One is difference and another is percentage. In this kind of question, first we need find the difference, then percentage. In the percentage, basic quantity is initial and percentile quantity is difference. Okay, for example, in the question number 1, increase is equal to 3 and the base quantity is 5. So increase percentage is equal to 3/5 × 100% is equal to 60%. Similarly, in the question 2, the increase is equal to 70 - 50 = 20. Here base quantity is 50 and the percentile quantity is difference 20. So increase percentage is equal to 20/50 × 100 = 40%. Thank you for listening carefully and patiently.